W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Guilford 3-1. Time out. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
All right, NAKNF, NAKNF, this is KAWA calling.
KAWA, this is NAKNF. You're a little scratchy there, Bill.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KEAWUL.
KEAWUO, KE8LAX.
Howdy there, sir. I am making a whole lot of changes to everything, and it's pretty awesome. I've officially made an API to pull the roster from the website into Excel so that when we add people to the roster, at the website, and it automatically pulls them into Excel and does all that cool stuff. And trying to get the repeater crawl up and running today. So I might have you do some testing later on, but we're a little ways away from there. But we're getting there. We're getting real close.
No problem. Just keep in mind that tonight I will be calling it fairly early since tomorrow's the start of orientation.
Oh, look at you. They grow up so fast. That is awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you got through all those hurdles. I know it sounded like you had to get a doctor's note and all that fun stuff. So, sounds like you were able to accomplish all that, or at least they're letting you get through orientation and allow you a little time to get the doctor's note or something. But that's awesome. Congratulations. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yeah, so it's the second part, because everything happened on, Thursday. I called the doctor on Friday, and they were like, we'll call you on Monday with, our availability and when we have open appointments. So, I did talk to them, and they're allowing me to go in because it's not anything that's, super, super crucial, especially with the position that I'm taking. So I'm just waiting for that, and if I don't hear from them, I'll call them tomorrow. Sounds like you're on your node. You sound really good. There was a little bit of a digitalized sound there. I know the last time you had that issue, you said you were possibly overdriving it. Just pointing it out, KELX.
All right, yeah, you reminded me. I just switched it over to low power mode, so hopefully I'm not overdriving it anymore. I'm literally, like, I think in a straight line dimension, like 2.5 feet from the node, so, yeah, I'm awfully close, so if I'm pushing 8 watts, so I don't know if that's going to overwhelm the node or not, but yeah, I guess this is a good test, so. Other than that, yeah, I'm excited for you. That's going to be fun. I'm glad that, you know, you got all your ducks in a row and, you know, they were able to, you know, temporarily look the other way and get you going into orientation, and hopefully you get paid for orientation, and so that sounds exciting. I'm a little jealous. I think that would be a cool career path to take, and you know, just kind of a eye opener, you know, to everything. So, well, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Part of the reason is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to lose my automotive background, and, you know, I'm still going to help out at the shop when I'm needed. But I've beaten my body up. I've got some back issues, and I'm still young. So what better way than, obviously I won't start out in radios, but what better way to take a job but to play with radios? We do it pretty much every day in our everyday life. Why not do it for work, too?
Yeah, I agree. That sounds fun. I'm excited for you. And, yeah, it'd be cool to, like, even, network with people and kind of meet all the other heroes out there and kind of maybe ease the burden on Dave a little bit and the other guys, and they can put all the stressful jobs on you, and they can maybe kick back and relax and watch you squirm a little bit. That would make me happy.
Uh, Of course it would. Of course making me squirm would make you happy. No, I... From what I understand, they start you out slow, and just to be honest with you, that makes a whole lot of sense why they would start you out slow and make sure you're ready for it. So, I'm from what I've heard about it, I'm excited. And, hopefully, in the long run, it turns out to be something real good. And you know, in the absolute long run, I don't have any plans of jumping ship, but. You know, in the long run, if anything, it's really good experience in the same field of work.
Well, very cool. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Are you saying that you won't be doing like exactly what Dave's doing, or you're going to be doing something a little different, or what's kind of the you know, the job description. Are you able to talk about that over the air?
I mean, I don't see why not. So from the way I understand it, they over there do it in levels, so, or maybe not levels, but in steps. So I'll be starting out as a call taker for their main line, and from what I understand, inputting information from those calls, and, you know, hospitals will call and want to arrange transports and stuff like that, and I would be handling that part of it. Then I guess the next step up is non-emergency dispatch, and then the next step up is what Dave does. And I think once you get to the top, they kind of rotate you throughout all three jobs.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, that sounds exciting. I'm excited for you and excited for Dave to have someone that he can push around at work and have, you know, a coffee go-getter and all that. That's gonna be nice for him to be able to, you know, send you out to get them lunch and stuff like that. It's going to be great.
That would be your comment, too. It absolutely would be. Yeah, so I heard when you went back yesterday, I seen your message that the winds really picked up there. Was it really that bad?
Yeah, it was definitely really that bad. It was crazy. So I went up there, and we knew we were going to pull the dish out, and we bought up a water bottle that the idea was we were going to put the end of the Ethernet cord into that and then tape the heck out of it. So it's kind of in a semi-sealed environment and isolated from the elements. And so I knelt down. And I grabbed my screwdriver and 13-millimeter wrench and started trying to unscrew the dish from the pipe. And, you know, just out of the corner of my eye, that water bottle started to take up. And I didn't really think much of it because, you know, it seemed like it went right over the cable tray. But then I thought I saw it just get stuck in the corner of the roof. You know, there's that little ledge. And so I only looked away for like 2 seconds, and then I stood up to go get it because I didn't want it to blow off the roof, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked everywhere, and it was just gone. It was just no longer on the roof. So, you know, you put a little empty water bottle down for 2 seconds, and the wind just threw it completely off the roof. And so, I mean, that was actually kind of lucky because it was a lesson learned. Because then I had, in order to unplug the Ethernet from the dish, I have to take a cover off of the dish. And so, you know, I take the cover off and I set the cover down, and it starts to blow away, too. And I'm like, nope, I am not. Quick break for time. I'm like, I am not letting this thing blow off the roof because I'll never hear the end of that one. So I like, you know, made a you know, deliberate effort to, you know, tackle it and pin it down to the roof and pull it in, and then I stuck it under my knee while I worked on the rest of it. But yeah, it was difficult to keep all the little bits and bobs and little covers and pieces, and there's like these little clips that kind of prevent the cover from coming off, that, you know, everything just wanted to blow right off that roof. And there's no wind abatement, there's no wind walls, it is just, you know, a racetrack for the wind up there, and there's no cover, and everything just wanted to blow off the roof. And so yeah, it was a little bit of a bugger trying to get that off without losing anything. But luckily I learned my mistake, you know, with the water bottle. So I feel like that worked out pretty good. But because if it had gone any other way, we would have been trying to, you know, find the parts of the dish on the ground or, you know, elsewhere. I don't think it would have made it to the ground. It would have just fallen to a lower level of the roof, where I think it would have found some shelter from the wind. But still, it would have been fun to get to that, and we might not have been able to without, you know, going through different parts of the hospital. So it was good. It was good to get that done. And yeah, but it would have been nice to have you there to hang on to the stuff from taking off. But anyway, I'll send it back over to you, KEAWUO.
KEAWX. Yeah, I'm 26 in Romeo Plank, so if I'm getting weak, let me know. But yeah, I had already gotten home, and by the time I seen the messages, you had already said mission complete, so I was a day late, hour short to the party on that one, but all good. It seemed like you had it handled.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to try to, I mean, you didn't say you were coming back to help or anything, but it would have probably not been a horrible idea. But yeah, I got it done. It wasn't that hard. I just had to, you know, make sure that nothing blew off the roof. But yeah, that roof, I mean, it kind of goes to show, or it's like, it, you know, I kind of got a firsthand experience of what the wind is like up there. And, you know, there's no escaping it. It is very strong. You know, it's not like the Comtech roof where there's like wind walls and, you know, abatement for that. I assume that's what that stuff is. It might just be, you know, something else, but boy, does it work for the wind. But yeah, up on that roof, you know, it's you're very exposed. I actually kind of remember back in the day they used to land helicopters on the roof. I don't think it was that same section, but I remember, you know, I lived in this area for 25 to 30 years or so, and I remember seeing and, like, being amazed to see a helicopter landing over there. Now they land in the parking lot, but I swear they used to land on the roof there, and I don't see how they would have done that now, because there's no... there's just a hatch. There's no way they could get a stretcher and a person down that hatch and down a 15-foot ladder. You know, they would never do that. So, but yeah, I don't know. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, copy that. If a situation like that ever happens again and you can't get a hold of me on the radio, you got my phone number. Just throw me a call. And there is a couple different towers, if you will, to that hospital. So it's still very well possible. And they might have decided to shut it down due to structural issues or what have you, if it was a roof helipad.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which section I would have seen that on. It might have even been a lower section, but I'm fairly confident that at some point they did that. But I could be wrong. That hospital's seen a lot of changes. You know, I couldn't even imagine people that have worked there for 20 years, you know. That thing had a COVID center. It had everything. I think all hospitals really go through a lot of perpetual changes. It was fun. It was interesting. I'm excited to get this Excel stuff out, and I should probably get back to it because I want to make sure that I'm in a good spot for tomorrow and maybe tonight, so Mike can test this out, and then tomorrow I could probably do a little bit of tweaking to it. Tuesday I got a meeting after work, and then I'd have Wednesday to make any changes to see if there was anything, and then we would have Thursday would be, you know, D-Day, so I should probably get back to it and buckle down, but yeah, if you're busy and going to bed early, I don't blame you. I know Mike has already reached out and said that he would he'd go in there and play with it too. So I'm composing a little reply to him now. I suspect he might be monitoring. But nonetheless, good luck tomorrow, and I hope you have some fun. Should be pretty easy the first couple days during orientation, and then the real fun begins. So, live over you.
Yeah, sounds good. Just for reference, ever since you turned your radio down, you've been absolutely perfect. I won't be going to bed super early. I just won't be pulling the, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clockers that I have in the past. So you can still throw me a message and I'll let you know. But I would be fairly confident in your note. You sound really good, and since you turned the power down, everything sounds good on this end. So, but I'll say 73s. You have a good rest of your day, and if you need anything, just let me know. KELAX, clear on your final if you have one.
Absolutely, I have to. I got to throw my call sign at the end there, or otherwise ADHAL will jump on here and yell at me. But all right, well, you have a good one, sir. This is KEHWUO. I will be clear but monitoring, 73.
NHLJ mobile monitoring.
Bravo 8, Romeo West India, standing by.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Now, keep it SWR and you put me in and out for now.
KD, SWR, Jeff, Roger, in and out, and then you got that linked up. Thank you so much. Other than that, KD, sorry to be out. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking 3 net seconds for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. So if you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater System on UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF, Ron EC in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger. Thanks for checking in, Ron. I got you on the list. This is KD8RHP. Taking 3 net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Butter. I'm trying it again. This is KF8, FK8. Charged, and I'm on high power, so my antenna perfectly awesome, so I'm just trying my best. I'm on handcuffs, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. If you try a different antenna, it might help out. I don't know if you're indoors or not, but sometimes that has something to do with it as well. You're making it where you're at.
Okay, yeah. I'll try some new antennas and stuff like that, but I don't know. I only have most of the rubber duct antennas and that sort kind of antennas. And there's kind of Yeah, definitely. That's how That's how I like the hobby. And the thing I like about ham radio, I love all these different. There's so many stations, you know, that you can talk on and stuff like that, all these frequencies. It's really cool, you know, but I've also wondered, like, because I've seen this before, they're saying on YouTube and stuff, this guy says that you can use, like, FRS, you know, in EMRS frequencies on a ham radio, and it ended up being true, and the frequencies, you know, actually work for, like, FRS frequencies. But I was also told, you know, don't use FRS frequencies with your radio. Like, only use the ham radio frequencies because it's that ham radio, not a FRS radio. But it was really weird. Back to you.
Forward there, you know, just trying stuff that works, keep doing some research, a lot of YouTube stuff out there to watch, a lot of good information, so, all right, good to yourself, I'm going to hop off, this is KYAD, I'm going to be clear after final.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me, and we'll talk again. This is KFA, FK8, signing off, 73.
They're cheap antennas. You're not going to get out very far with them. They're not very reliable. But go with what he was saying, a signal stick or a Nagoya antenna with that. And as well, you know, sometimes you have to change your location around, especially with a handheld radio like that. But so whatever you did or whatever you're doing, it's sounding a little bit better. At least you're a little clearer, a little static, but a lot better than you were. NAWCB.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Where I'm at right now, I was thinking about doing this with my antenna. I have so many rubber duck antennas, you know, stock cheap antennas. I was thinking about, like, taking my own antenna and trying to be out of a different kind of piece of metal and trying somehow to get it outside and make it a little, make it kind of big and add it to itself to a rubber duck antenna. Like, I could probably snip the top of it off and try hooking up the wires and have it go outside to, like, the metal. I could probably mount it to that satellite dish in my attic. But my attic really doesn't get used a lot. The ladder for it is just straight at me. Or get up there and it feels like it wants to break on me. Back to you.
Yeah, the antenna definitely makes a difference. I mean, you can construct something, absolutely. Now, where I'm at right now, I'm on VGC radio, and I have a mag mount up in the rafters of my house. And, I mean, it's made a difference. I'm like my son, David, who was just talking to you. You know, I started out, too, with a handheld, in fact, they still have it by me, Baofeng radio, and it's got a Nagoya antenna now on it, and, yeah, antenna definitely makes a huge difference for you, but definitely wishing you the best there, hopefully, you know, join a club, you know, definitely ask some of these older experienced ham radio operators, and I'm sure they'll be glad, you know, they'll be glad to show you the ropes as well. Back to you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, too. On the frequency, the thing for this frequency, and that, I didn't go to the in-person one on the 15th, and it's because my mom was originally going to take you, she said she was my dad had bowling on that night. I was with my dad, you know, and he had bowling. He had a bowling meeting close here, so he wouldn't be able to take me. And I can't ride by right there because my dad said it's too far away. So I tried to get my mom to do it, but she ended up being sick, so she had to stay home. Hopefully next month I can join the club meeting or find another one that's doing it, but I don't really know yet. This is KFA FW, back to you.
I guess you on that. Yeah, I've been in radio a long time. Maybe not ham radio, but instead of band radio back in the day. I had to rely on my parents to take me places there until I started driving. So I definitely get you there. I was part of a group, an emergency services group back in the day. So, but yeah, you know, definitely, you know, you're obviously, you're free to come to the ARPSC meetings at the McComb University School District building there on Garfield. I'd say a lot of other clubs, you know, you don't have to be a member. I'm sure that you'll be well invited. Well received there, so absolutely. Keep plugging along there. With antennas, just keep trying, just keep experimenting. That's the fun of the hobby. And it's gonna be a season.
Yeah, I got to there. That's probably the best thing. I noticed a lot though, like what I'm transmitting out right now, I noticed about my radio is it has a little sound to it, you know, but whenever I click that changes the power. And I had no idea about that before. I always went into the settings, you know, I opened up the menu to change the power, you know, I go to program channel power. Put it back well, but I have like all the frequencies I like to talk on ham radio. I have them all like saved as a channel so I can just see them easily on here. But I found like my UD32. So back to you. This is KFA FW.
Yeah, again, that's one of those things where you get to know your radio, what it can do, and you know, you can adjust the squelch or the power or, you know, your modulation on your radio, that type of thing. So, yeah, again, it's just getting acquainted with it. Again, you know, I just look back at my experiences through the years when I was a kid as well. And, yeah, you just, it's trial and error and asking questions and reading up and all those good things there. And by the way, you were mentioning FRS. I would definitely stay away from putting that on your ham radio, and also for the fact that it would be too much power. FRS is very, very low power, so I would definitely stay away from that. But by the way, I don't think I've ever got your handle or your name. My handle is Gabe, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Back to you. NAWCB.
Mine is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Juliet Hotel.
Copy that. KF8, FJH, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Juliet Hotel. And mine's November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. The handle is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo.
Well, that's awesome. I really like the name, like the qualifying thing with you. I like that you say on YouTube to identify yourself, but that's how you have to identify yourself with on the radio, as I always say. Really cool how they both work too, and all that. In the license, I do necessarily send me my qualifying and make sure it's in the UOS database, and then I started transferring. I gotta be honest, I remember too, the first review I sent to did my first talking on ham radio. It was K8UO, it was the Utica receiver up in Utica. That's the one I went on, and I got somebody to shout me back, and we had a good conversation for my first time talking. I really enjoyed this call. I got really excited when I got my call. You know, I knew I was getting 50 stars. But yeah, this is KFA. Esther is back to you.
Yes, okay. Yep, the repeater, that's the UTIC, the repeater, the Utica Shelby, that's the Emergency Communications Association. It's been a group that's been around for a number of years, a long time there, and it's a good group also. But yeah, I've been a ham for about 30 years, actually about 33 years now. But yeah, definitely, feel free to jump in there. I'm on this repeater quite a bit. My son and I talk usually about this time of the night. And but anyway, I'm gonna back on out of here. But good talking with you, and good luck there. Like I say, if you have any questions, feel free to shout out there. Definitely get your feet wet into the hobby there. But wishing you a 73s. You have a good evening. Good talking with you. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me, telling me this information. It was pretty helpful, you know. I always enjoy talking about the business and having fun and enjoying the hobby. But yeah, 73 for now. This is KFA SKA.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O, N-A-W-R-O, is that you, John?
Yes, sir. It is I. What's new and exciting there, good sir?
Not a whole bunch. Just looking at the little chat there on Discord. What's the radio? What's the BTEC radio Dean has again, the DMR?
That would be a DM32, not to be confused with the UV32. My bad, I know what one you're talking about. Dean has a 6x2 UV Pro, a BTEC UV, or a BTEC 6x2, something or another.
NAWRO, yeah, that's it. I'm looking at it. I just kind of wanted confirmation, so... hypothetically, by quality, maybe the DM32 entry level, then this would probably be a couple of notches above, I think, at least, right? And then, of course, my Kinect systems would be above that, and, of course, yours would be the ultimate. Does that sound about right?
I don't want to say that mine's the ultimate, but it is nice. You know, they all have their own positives and negatives, you know. For a true ham radio operator, and like I kind of think of Darren, I don't know how much he would like a Motorola, because it doesn't do all the things that like a BTEC 6x2 would do, like ARP or APRS and maybe, you know, Winlink. And so it, you know, it kind of depends on who the user is and what they're after. But yeah, I think build quality wise and, you know, radio wise, like, you know, what's in it and component wise, you know, I think Motorola typically takes the cake, but I think ham radio feature ones, there's a lot of other really good options out there that get the job done for considerably less and maybe even provide more things for hams to do. So there's a couple different ways to look at that. And I don't know, you know, what any one person in particular would be looking for, but if you just want a radio that goes on DMR and can take a beating and, you know, do hammy stuff, I think Motorola does just fine. But if you want to, you know, track weather balloons and display your location on a BRS5, all that, then maybe some of these other ones.
I had to weigh in on that, too.
Got you in there, Wally. And I'm also thinking, John, about the line between dual watch and non-dual watch, too. So, the Kinect system is just like a Motorola. You're doing the scanning instead. I know what Wally's going to say, but, yeah, there is the fact you got the dual watch and then the dual band analog where you usually only have the one. But anyways, go ahead, Wally. What do you say?
I'm with John almost completely. If you want the best, what I would call ham radio, I think it would be the Anytone 890. True dual watch. Anytone has got almost a cult following. You can get anything you want with it. KF8S just bought one. KPR just bought one. True ham radio, the best. So, I mean, that you've got somebody else's wallet. Anytone 890, that's where I would go. You know, if you have to have the bestest and super sound quality and all that other stuff, well, you know where John and I would go with that. Go ahead, John. W.
Yeah, you know, the only weird thing for me is that, you know, everyone talks about the dual watch, and I don't know, maybe I just haven't had a radio that does that, and I'm just kind of used to the Motorola world, but I kind of think having a scan list of 16 channels far supersedes or, you know, I don't see the benefit of watching two channels when I can watch 16 channels, you know. In the scan on the Motorola is, you know, nearly instantaneous, and I can set priority channels, so regardless of where I'm at, if one of those priority channels sparks up, you know, it'll drop whatever I'm listening to and jump over to that. So it feels like that would be the best. But I honestly just haven't really played with a radio that has a dual watch, and I'm not really sure what that brings to the table differently than a Motorola, you know, in a scan zone, or even a, you know, like, I had the VTech UV Pro, but I lost it to my brother's truck when I let him borrow it one day, and now he doesn't want to give it back. And so I'm kind of happy that he's getting into ham radio a little bit, and at least, you know, has the radio. But yeah, I never really played with it enough to make benefit of the dual watch. So I'm sure one of you guys can weigh in on that one. But over to you, Tim, KE8WUO.
Yeah, it's probably just whatever we start out with and whatever we get used to. Because when I first started way back, there was no dual watch, well, at least nothing I had. I didn't think they had it back then. And then this time when I reactivated it, yeah, I just started with dual watch everything until I got to the Kinect system because that mimics Motorola. But I understand what you're saying, John, is it's you just get it in scan mode, and it's just two different ways of doing the same thing. You still can monitor, listen, watch the same channels. It's just a different way of doing it, although there's a couple of tricks where you can scan the A zone and leave the B zone, but I'm sure you can adjust the priority on the motor. I just got to get my Kinect system so it doesn't, this happens to all of us, it scans away when you're in a QSO and all of a sudden you're talking on a wrong channel. So over to Wally in AWRO.
Yeah, like I said, my carry radio, and I travel, throw it in the suitcase, the bag, whatever, especially if I'm going someplace without a vehicle, I always carry the Anytone. It's so easy to program. It's so easy to find stuff. It does the beaconing and the all the other fun stuff. I mean, I'm not good at it. I'm not interested in it. But when they repaired it, I did turn it on for a couple days, and it read messages and things like that. And like I said, I think that one's the best of us, you know. But if you want something that's, you know, super accurate, right on frequency, the type accepted from like 136 to, I'm sorry, like from 420 all the way up to like, what is it, 470 or maybe even 512, you know, you can't beat the Motorola. But then again, you have to do a lot of studying to front program panel it. You have to do a lot of, and it can be done. You can push firmware to it. That'll let you do it. One of mine has got it in it, and I think it's really cool, and I think I've used it once. So, you know, but yeah, I did see the Discord, and I couldn't leave that one alone. You knew that. So that's a statement I put in it. Who was it? Go ahead, John. WAB.
Yeah, I can see the messages popping up, but I'm a little focused on the website right now and the Excel add-in. So I haven't read any of those Discord messages, but I figured I'd throw out the call sign and see who is out there and kind of let Mike know too. I think I got his attention because I see he's back on Discord. I got to a point where I think I'm ready to get with him and kind of get his computer set up, and I got a repeater call section up on the site that's kind of a bit preliminary right now, but I just got done eating too, and I don't know. I just figured I'd throw out the call sign and see what I could stir up. Over to you, Tim.
Any WRO, if it's up now, John, I'll have to switch over there and go take a look at that. And Wally, I'm glad you posted. I didn't see it before I left, before you posted it. And that's a kind of a good balance there now, you know, if you want to upgrade. Although it's getting close to what I paid for the Kinect systems, too. So now you'd have to, I probably should throw that up there and just give everyone the whole gamut there. But, yeah, I forgot about the Anytone. That's a good one right there. All I got, over to you, Wally.
Well, the only thing that I like about the Anytone over the Kinect systems, and the Kinect systems is nice. I told you, that thing is so close to a copy of the Motorola XDR, it's not even funny. But the nice thing with the Anytone is the following and the support and the blogs and the websites and the downloads and all the things that you could do with radio. So if you just wanted to be lazy and you wanted to go to Arizona or Phoenix, you could just find something that would download every quote you want for Phoenix, Arizona. You know, it just, you want to load all of the DMR contacts in it. You know, all that stuff is all pre-built. You don't have to do any, you know, stuff like that. That would be the only, you know, advantage of you know, the Anytone. It, like I said, it's just got a fantastic following. It's kind of like buying Coca-Cola, you know. It's sort of like, okay, everybody buys this thing. And the other thing, too, now, I guess that the Anytone, the 890, and I don't know where Anytone's going with this, but it also does the Kenwood protocol, which is NDX. So that's what intrigued Phil towards it, because, you know, Phil works on Kenwood radios. So that's what intrigued him about it. So I wonder where that's going. I wonder if they don't plan on selling and marketing, you know, because Bridgecom, whatever it's called, you know, you can get DMR repeaters from them. I'm sure they're not, you know, 100% duty cycle, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but if they're marketing NDX radios, I guess you could take a guess. What do you think is next? Go ahead, Jim.
I don't know. I'm a little distracted here, but I would say that Motorola might be more of the Pepsi, because Pepsi's better than Coke, right? I don't know. I'm going to step out because I'm going to get with Mike here, and I want to get this website a little bit further along. And but I will leave it to you guys. Thanks to the quick QSO, and we will talk again soon. KEAWUO, over to Tim.
Copy that, John. Have a good one. Yeah, looking on the Connect System page, same price, $299. So that's interesting because they do different stuff. So, yeah, well, yeah, I'm not in the market anyways. It doesn't matter. Just trying to help with the new guys.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, we don't know where he's, you know, at in the scheme of things or anything else like that. But, yeah, I looked it up. I said it wrong. NXDN, NextEdge. That's their trunking P25 EMR version. I don't know what bandwidth they use or anything else like that, but I just thought it was weird. Excuse me, get rid of this cough. I just thought it was weird that they're putting this in their radios now. So I'm sure that there's a master plan, and I'm sure within a short period of time you're going to start seeing those repeaters. So that's just what we need. So now we're going to have, let's see, NXDN, DMR, P25, D-Star, Yaesu Fusion, and Analog. Here we go. More choices. Let's, what was the word? Slice it up even a little more.
Well, that reminds me, if you hear word about delivery on the most recent tape order, let me know. That sounds, I can't wait till you get that. Obviously, you can't either, but that's going to be interesting.
I told you I did get an email that said that they are being shipped to the distributors next week, and the guy would reach out to me, and I purchased stuff from this company before, and I just asked him for a quote. He never sent me a quote, never did anything, you know, because I purchased some 44550s from him in my early days. So he kind of remembered me. And then I think Wednesday he sent me an email back, said, you know, acted like he knew me. He said, Wally, I'm expecting these things to come in the next week or two, and I'll get back with you. Guy never sent me a quote, never responded to my email, never did anything. And so he must be getting his hands on them. So at least that's what he said. So we shall see. I sent him a response back. He says, well, hey, how about a proposal? He never sent me anything back. So I think he's just waiting until he gets him his hot little hand.
Well, let's hope he actually does, and it's not just a selling tactic to, like, you know, try to string you along or something. But, yeah, they exist. Shouldn't be that difficult to get them over to this side of the pond.
Well, the one distributor over here, I don't know if I told you this or not, that I talked to, one of the bigger ones for the state of Michigan, told me that they had them in stock, but they only had phase twos. And I said, well, just take the key out. And he goes, it doesn't work that way. Once they put the software key in it, they can't undo it. So in phase two, that's basically it doubles the cost of the base radio. And I said, well, just pull the key out. And he said, we can't. Once it's there, it's there. But he said he had 5 these 2 radios.
And phase 2 is what the big boys use, right? We only need phase 1.
Yeah, well, I have no intention of putting it on any of the state systems either. If when that date does come, I'm going to use the radio that's issued to me. I don't want to put my private radio, excuse me, on it. But it's also something that we would need. I think there's only 2 or 3 counties in the state. You know, Fred or Jeff would probably know better than I do, but and Sean, I think that there's only 2 or 3 counties in the state that use phase 2. And I know one of them is Oakland County. That I do know. Oh, Allegan County. I know Allegan County does it too. So there's 2 counties. But what phase 2 does is it basically it takes P25 and it does the time division like we do on DMR. So one channel, one frequency, you get 2, you know, slot 1, slot 2. So that's what they've done with that. And but stupid money. I mean, I personally think it's kind of a rip just because they can do it so that they can make more money. But I guess these radio companies have got to stay in business too.
Yeah, I guess so. They gotta make a buck. Can't begrudge them for that. All right, Wally, I'll cut you loose. I'm going to go watch the next episode of The Pit. I can't get enough of that show. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Have a good one. WAPD.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KEAWUO. Yes, sir, Anthony, I sure am.
Hey, John. K8RUA. I will, give me a little bit. I will try to find the link for those batteries that I bought off eBay. Yeah, those things are awesome. I was shocked. I was like, I really felt like I was rolling the dice and turned out to be a very good buy. I bought 2 of them and I think it was under $50, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, I'll send that link over in a little while. And I'm not necessarily in a rush to get rid of those things if I knew where they were going. So just let me know. I'd rather get them to you or somebody local than go through the process of putting them on the internet and going through that. So just keep that in mind. Let me know, like, in the next week or so. So if that's something you want to do, I'm not...
not in a rush, like I said. Okay. Well, I will look forward to that text message on those batteries. That sounds like an unbelievably good deal. So I would love to grab a handful of those, especially after looking at them and seeing that they appear authentic and for the price you paid, even if they're not, no, they seem to be working just fine. So, all right, and then, yeah, I'm going to probably have to do some soul searching on these because I partially do, I have 8,000s and I have 6,000s. I don't have any 7,000s, and I kind of need the whole family, so we'll see. I'll let you know. But yeah, I'm probably not in a big rush for that right now, so I don't want to hold you up either. but I don't think either one of us wants to, you know, rush on it potentially. But I don't know. Well, I got, like I said, I'll do some soul searching for sure.
All right, sounds good. We can chat offline. Maybe you know, if you want them and there's something you're going to hold on to, I don't have to be at that number. I can be $100, $200 less than that. I gotta see what I have into them and make sure that that I can do that. But I think I can. Just let me know what you think, and I'm sure we can reach some sort of agreement in the near future if you want.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I will keep an eye out, and I'll let you know. I need another APX line. I need a hole in my head, but we'll see. It's so hard to walk away sometimes. It's like the temptations, you know. But cool. All right. Well, I will let you wind down from coming in from up north, but I appreciate that. I'll try to get these kind of deprogrammed probably today. I got a little meeting with Mike in a little bit, and then I'll try to just wipe the code plugs on them, and then at least they'll be ready to go, and then we'll go from there. And if I have to write back to them, it's no worries. I can do that. KEAWUO.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you later. And I heard you guys talking earlier about DMR radios. If you ever want to mess with a Anytone 878, I have an extra one that I could loan you. I could put your DMR ID in and you could play with it for a week or two and see what you think of it.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, there's a Discord, you know, discussion going on about, you know, DMR radios, and I think people are trying to get suggestions on what to get, and that was one of the more highly recommended ones, and we were kind of comparing, you know, top-of-the-line, you know, Motorola versus, you know, an Anytone 878 or whatever it is. And, you know, we were kind of just discussing that, you know, the one being the best versus the other is kind of subjective based on who you are, you know. Some people, you know, want to do all the, you know, APRS and all the WinLink stuff and have a TNC, and whereas you're not going to get that with a Motorola. So it's kind of what's best is subjective to what you're up to and what you want to do and what you look for in a radio. But I think that, you know, as Wally and I and Tim discussed, is I think Motorola has the best, you know, radio, you know, and output and signal quality, but the other ones have different features and maybe not as perfect of, you know, propagation or, you know, whatever that would be. But yeah, it was an interesting discussion, but I'm not really looking to play with anything other than Motorola at this time. Although I am thinking about getting, you know, a mobile.
Yeah, I would like to get a mobile DMR, but I do really like the mobile unit that I have in my car right now, which is just an analog. So, I don't know. It's all expensive and it's all fun, so just got to come across the right deal and figure it out. So, all right, man, I'll catch up with you a little bit later. I will look for that link, try to get it over to you this evening if I can, and sure we'll chat tomorrow. This is KEARUH. Have a good evening.
All right. Well, you have a good evening, too, and we'll talk again soon. KEAWUO.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Station train, you're not making it, and I didn't hear a call sign, so you need to stop transmitting on this frequency.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.